And now the starting lineup for Midwestern Rockhounds. Leading off in the Rockhounds, the designated hitter, number 22, Jason Rosario. And second, the second baseman, number 7, Jack Niebler.
Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Sometimes it all depends on your point of view. In last night's ballgame, the San Antonio Missions defeated the Rockhounds. Final score was 6-2. And there were a couple of things about the game. Number one, the short porch in right field really came into play. A huge three-run home run for Marcos Castagnon was a big swing of the bat in the ballgame. But the other item, again, it entirely depends on which side of the coin you're looking at. Either the Rockhounds missed seven quality scoring opportunities, or the San Antonio Missions escaped seven times. The truth, of course, is somewhere in the middle. But boy, the Rockhounds had opportunities galore. Rockhounds had multiple runners on base, six out of nine innings, got the leadoff batter on in another. So they had men on in seven of the nine innings. But those base runners did not lead to as much as one run. The only two runs the Hounds scored came on a pair of home runs by Cooper Bowman. One found the bullpen, the short porch, the other cleared the bullpen and a laser out of here. But the two solo home runs, that was all of the run production. The Hounds had 11 men left on base and bounced into three double plays. Now, the double plays were well turned. So, again, San Antonio did a nice job getting out of the jams. And for the Rockhounds, boy, the frustration level had to have been very, very high. You strand 11, bounce into three double plays. And it was a 4-2 ball game until very late. Brandon Valenzuela had a little flare single to right field in the seventh that made it a 6-2 ball game, and that is the way things ended up. But one of those games where you can look at it from a couple of different ways, and the short porch kind of rose up and was a factor in that ball game last night as well. For San Antonio, that had to feel good. They split this series so far, each team now winning a game. The Mission saying so long to a five-game losing streak, and they denied the Hounds a five-game win streak in the process. Frisco continues to be absolutely stupid good at home. The Rough Riders are now 33-13 at Riders Field. They beat Tulsa again last night. They've taken the first two of that six-game series. And so the South Division tightened up. And again, it's far from crunch time. But again, this is a very significant series to be sure. This will be game number 24 of the second half. Hounds are 15-8. Frisco is 14-9, one game back. San Antonio 13-9, one and a half games behind the Rockhounds. So the top three separated by just a game and a half. And Amarillo hanging around. Sod Poodles are five games out of the top spot in the South Division. This is Thirsty Thursday. I'll mention that. Well, because it's true. But also, if you are in the area, love to have you come on out. Ball game is not yet underway. We'll get going here in just a few moments. And, of course, Thirsty Thursday, one of the more popular evenings at the ballpark. And we have a tremendous pitching matchup in this one. Gunnar Hoglund looking to become the Texas League's first 10-game winner. Gunnar is 9-4 with a 3.01 earned run average. And he'll go against Victor Lizarraga. Lizarraga 3-5. 4.14 ERA, but again, he is only 20 years of age, top 10 prospect for the Padres. Gunnar rated number 16 for the A's by MLB.com, and I would think that stock has certainly gone up over the course of this season. So, a really good pitching matchup in this ballgame this evening. This is the middle game, or this will be the midway point of a six-game series. Just a quick reminder, while we await the Rockhounds taking the diamond, Gunnar now walking toward the from the bullpen toward the dugout, so we are just a couple of moments away from getting this one going. Teams will play tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. Really cool Rocky Rockhound lowrider bobblehead. It's creative as the name might suggest. It is really cool. That'll be tomorrow for the first 1,000 fans. We have fireworks on Saturday along with Christmas in July. I'll tell you more about that. And Sunday afternoon, the teams will wrap it up with a 1 o'clock matinee. Ball game straight ahead. We'll give you a final comment or two and play some baseball right after this.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B. where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Hounds have taken the diamond, so now we are just a couple of moments away from baseball. Star Spangled Banner and the first pitch are straight ahead. We'll take you downstairs right now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Evening. Yeah, pitching matchup excellent. Gunnar Hoglund bidding for the 10th victory of his season. And Jared Kolar, by the way, shares the league lead with Gunnar. Jared was to go on Saturday. I understand that he is being called up to AAA. A couple of 9-game winners leading the league. So Gunnar bids to become the first 10-game winner in the league on the season. Victor Lizarraga, and we'll tell you more about him as we get into this game, but he is only 20 years of age, and each of his three seasons with the Padres, he has been pitching and playing as one of the younger players in the league. So he is a very good prospect. A couple of guys who both are on the prospect list, and they are getting set to go at it tonight. Gunnar has baseball in hand, so kick back, relax, my friends. We're going to take you out to the ball game. Rockhounds and the Missions from Momentum Bank Ballpark. First pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And we have 92 degrees. A little sunshine breaks through. Just as I say that, field was in shadows a couple of moments ago. So, bright sunlight breaking out. Wind has been almost nothing off and on, but about 9 miles an hour now and blowing largely inward, maybe again a little bit toward right field, and don't need much help getting into that short porch. We saw that last night a couple of times, a couple of short porch home runs in last night's ball game. So the breeze inward and a little bit maybe left to right as we get this one going. Ripken Reyes will again lead it off for the Missions. He is the second baseman, as he has been first three games now of this set. Now Ripken Reyes, switch hitter, to lead it off against Gunnar Hoglund. Third baseman Jordan Groshans will cheat right up to the edge of the grass at third. Reyes, an outstanding bunter if he chooses to do so. First pitch of our ball game, and that'll find the inside corner at the knees for a strike. And we are underway, 0-1 to Ripken Reyes. 2-0-8 on the season, a little better than that in the season series with the Hounds. Oakland's pitch, and that ball chopped out to second base. Couple of hops, that's Jack Winkler playing second, and he will throw to first for the out. Now Ripken Reyes bounces out, ball game underway. And here's Connor Hollis. Hollis, the center fielder for the Missions, again batting number two, as he has been. Brandon Valenzuela on deck. He'll go back behind the dish tonight. Brandon Valenzuela, he has been really productive against the Hounds. He'll bat third and do the catching. Valenzuela behind the dish. Connor Hollis, right-handed hitter. Oakland's pitch off speed, swung on and missed and lost the handle on the bat. That got Shane McGuire a little bit. Good sportsmanship. Connor pats him on the shoulder. No intent, obviously. Just lost the handle on the lumber. 0-1 the count. Hollis stands back, feet very close together, stands back in the box, swings and misses, breaking ball away, and it's quickly 0-2. Connor asking for time. 2:20 on the season. A home run, 14 driven in. Hollis takes a big deep breath now, stands back in and taps the dish. No balls, two strikes. Hoagland's 0-2 pitch, and got him swinging a miss. Boy, three consecutive breaking pitches, and Gunnar Hoagland with his first strikeout. Hollis is dispatched on three deliveries. A two-man down for Brandon Valenzuela. Rest of the order, Robbie Tenorowicz is the first baseman batting cleanup. Tenorowicz is at first. Marcos Castagnon at the big night last night. He is the third baseman batting fifth. Castagnon playing the five spot and batting in the five hole. And Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, batting sixth. Pitch outside from Gunnar to Brandon Valenzuela. One ball and no strikes. Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop. Robert Perez Jr. in right field. He'll bat seventh. Perez Jr. in right. Holden with that old three-step motion. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air. Shallow center field. Little duck snort, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Well, you know, that ball was hit pretty softly. Denzel Clark actually barehanded it on a soft bounce. But Brandon Valenzuela, who's hitting better than 300 in this season series, it's a little flare to center field, so it's one man on and two man down. Boy, I mean, just a little duck snort, and Denzel flying after that thing, lost his cap in the process, but couldn't quite get there. One on and two man down. The batter is Robbie Tenorowicz. Bottom of the order, Juan Zabala, the designated hitter, batting eighth. Zabala is the DH. And Zach Rex gets the start in left field. Zach Rex batting ninth. One on and two away. Hoagland, long set. Pitch to Tenorowicz, bounce back to the mound on one hop. Hoagland's got it. Underhand toss gently over to Brendan Malone for the out. So the base hit does no damage. No runs on one hit, no errors, and a man left. Half inning into books, gets the Missions nothing, and against young, talented right-hander Victor Lizarraga, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds a little different looking lineup tonight, at least in part. Jason Rosario will lead it off. He's in the DH. It's his first action in this series. Now Rosario leads it off, left-handed hitter. Lizarraga's first pitch outside, high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Jack Winkler will again bat second. He moves to second base in this game. Jack Winkler on deck. Lizarraga's 1-0. Hard hit ball right side, and it's smothered by Reyes, but he can't make the play. He made a diving effort, and boy, Jason Rosario with a leadoff base hit. So pulled that ball initially. First baseman Tenerowitz looked like he might try to make a run at it. The ball really hit between first and second. Reyes made a really good effort. He got his glove firmly on the ball, just enough to deflect it. Rosario runs well, and he's on at first base. So one on and nobody down. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack, a three-hit game last night. Makes a strike call, 0-1. Henry Bolte again in the three spot. He's in right field. Henry Bolte is on deck. Brennan Malone batting in the cleanup spot. The first baseman, Brennan Malone, is at first. 0-1, swung on, lifted high in the air. Shallow left field. Coming on is Zach Rex, and he's got it. Pop up into very shallow left. That wind is now blowing straight in, so that ball didn't get very far at all. One on and one man down for Henry Bolte. Shane McGuire gets the start behind the plate. He'll bat fifth. Shane McGuire in the five spot. Denzel Clark moves up to sixth in the order in center field. Denzel in center in the sixth hole. Jordan Groshans batting seventh. He's the third baseman. Jordan is at third. Bolte waits. Right-handed hitter. Swings and fouls one back. Count 0-1. Caden Trinkel batting eighth in left field. Caden in left. And Jeremy Ironman rounds it out. He's the shortstop batting ninth. Jeremy Ironman at shortstop. Lizarraga set. Pitch to Bolte. Swung on and missed. Good pass ball in. And the count quickly goes 0-2. Mentioned bright sunlight. So the very distinct shadow almost out to the base of the mound already and up past first base. So umpire, coach, first baseman, and runner all in the shadows. Lizarraga's pitch breaks down and away, backhanded by Brandon Valenzuela. And the count is 1-2. Henry at 258. I think if you look at 250 as a watermark for Henry at the AA level, he's only 20 years of age, hit 278 in Lansing. A pretty good foundation. Swings and fouls one back. And a count, one ball, two strikes. So as we had last night, this is a matchup of 20-year-old prospects. MLB.com, in fact, has the pitcher for the Missions and the hitter for the Hounds, both ranked number 10 in their respective organizational rankings. Lizarraga 1-2, a throw to first base, and Jason Rosario scrambles back. Jason doesn't run a lot, but he's been effective. He has six steals and has been caught twice. One on with one man down. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rosario leaning, he's running. Pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw, and is it in time? Yep, it sure is. In fact, the slide was a little short. Strike him out, throw him out, and the inning will come to an end. So Henry Bolte out on strikes. Jason Rosario is caught trying to steal second. And this inning will come to an end, so each team gets a base hit, but nothing to go with it. So one inning complete on this thirsty Thursday at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and after one inning, San Antonio and the Rockhounds, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
One inning of baseball in the books, no score. Hounds and the Missions in the third of the six-game series. Mentioned just before the start of the ball game, we have a terrific weekend coming up for you at Rocky Town. The Hounds will be over these last 8 weeks of the season, 8 weeks to go, beginning with Tuesday's series opener. and Habs will be home, road, home and road, etc. throughout the rest of this 2024 season. Tomorrow mentioned the Rocky Lowrider bobbleheads. They are creative. They are really, really creative. And it has the Sugar Skull type of art, which is our Midland Amigos logo. Tomorrow was a Copa night, so it'll be the Amigos taking the diamond. First 1,000 fans receive one of those very cool Rocky Lowrider bobbleheads. Saturday, of course, if the Hounds are in town, and they are, it'll be a fireworks night plus Christmas in July. We have Christmas ornaments, Rockhounds Christmas ornaments for the first 1,000 fans. Very cool stuff. And Family Day on Sunday at 1 o'clock to wrap things up. Marcos Castagnon will lead it off as we go to the top of the second inning. Castagnon with a three-run home run last night that was really the decisive swing. Broke a one-all tie at that time. Makes a strike on the inside edge from Gunner at 92. And count 0-1 to Castagnon. Castagnon will be followed by Ray Patrick Ditter and Robert Perez Jr. The intermission second inning. Gunner with a turn, the delivery, that's fouled away. Castagnon reached for that on the outside part of the plate and fouled it back. Gunner making his 19th appearance, his 18th as a starter. He was in a piggyback role with Brady Basso opening night of 24, but has been the starter ever since. 0-2, check, swing, fooled him and got him. Breaking pitch down and away. Same pitch he got Connor Hollis with. Second strikeout for Gunnar Hoglund. There's one man down for Ray Patrick Ditter. I mentioned Ray, probably one of the more dangerous 199 hitters in this league. Seven home runs to his credit. Man, he ripped the line drive last night. Pitched down and away. One ball, no strikes. Hit the batter's eye, almost got it out to straightaway center field. Ball traveled better than 400 feet, and it got there in a hurry. Good base runner as well. Takes down and away for a ball. Count is 2-0. Gunnar Hoglund with a 3.01 earned run average. Ranks among the league leaders all across the board. A 1.04 whip. Opposition hitting 212 against the right-hander. A twist and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, off speed and had him chasing a little bit. Two balls and a strike to Ditter. Shadow creeping up the upslope of that pitcher's mound now as Hoglund sets and delivers the 2-1. Backup pitch, it got there. Breaking pitch over the inside edge, 2-2. Nobody on and one man down, second inning. Ditter slightly open stance. Hoagland's pitch hit in the air right side, heading toward foul ground, and Henry Bolte can't quite get there. Good effort. The ball bounced right against the wall. Base of the grass berm. Good effort, but couldn't quite get it in the glove. So the count stays 2-2 to Ray Patrick Ditter. Gunner making his third start against San Antonio. He's 1-1 against the Missions, but a 2.08 ERA. 9 hits in 13 innings in his first couple of starts. 2 walks and 17 Ks. Breaking pitch just down and away. Count goes full. And Ditter is not a guy that you want to give the free pass to. He'll stop and make you pay for it. 24 steals and been caught only 3 times. 3-2, got him, swing and a miss. Well, again, same breaking pitch away. All 3 strikeouts coming on that sweeping pitch down and away from Gunnar Hoglund. Third strikeout for the right-hander. Robert Perez Jr. will be the batter. Got our last time out at Corpus Christi. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 5 innings. Walked 1, struck out 8. Had given up only 2 runs overall in his previous 4 outings. Delivers just down and away to Perez Jr., right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Robert at 218. Almost precisely the same in the season series. Pitch way low and outside. The count goes 2-0. These teams meeting for the 15th time. Missions hold an 8-6 advantage. One game, of course, a little asterisk next to it. But they lead the series 8-6 due to the Missions. Pitch will get there. Outside half of the plate called strike, and it's 2-1. Juan Zabala would be next here in the Missions second inning. San Antonio wearing camouflage jerseys over the gray baseball pants. Hounds are in the home whites, trimmed in dark blue and orange. Fly ball, center field. Well struck, but Denzel's there. Back pedals, and he's got it. Shy of the track in fairly deep right center field. So a couple of strikeouts and a deep fly ball, and the inning is in the books. After 1.5 at Rocky Town, San Antonio nothing and the Hounds nothing.
Cinema and entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
No score in the bottom half of the second inning. Brendan Malone leads it off for the Hounds, middle third of the order. Shane McGuire on deck. Denzel Clark will follow. Brendan at 271, 9 home runs and 45 driven in for the Hounds first baseman. Victor Lizarraga's pitch sent to the shortstop to his left. Ray Patrick Ditter, the play. A little sidearm throw. Got him. One pitch, one swing, and a 6-3 bounce out. Hounds with Rosario, Winkler, and Bolte up top. Malone, McGuire, and Clark in this inning, the middle of the order. And Groshans, Trinkle, and Ironman round it out. Victor Lizarraga, who is a bright red glove on that left hand. Contrasted against the camouflage jersey. Finds the outside half of the plate, called strike to McGuire. That would have had to have been a frustrating outing at North Little Rock, Arkansas, on his last trip to the mound for Lizarraga. Victor went 4 1/3. He gave up only one hit, but command was an issue. He walked 5, struck out 5, and gave up 3 runs to the Arkansas Travelers. Took the loss in that ball game. 0-1 pitch. Drops down low for a ball, 1-1. A couple of seasons ago, pitched at age 18 in the Single-A California League, last year at age 19 at Advanced A in the Midwest League, and now 20 at Double-A. Pitch called, strike at the knees, and it's 1-2. Shane McGuire, left-handed hitting catcher facing Lizarraga. Victor 6'3", 185 or so. When you get bigger and stronger, here's the 1-2, breaking pitch just outside. Count squares at 2-2 to Shane. Shane McGuire has had no fun against the San Antonio Mission. It's just one of those things. He's 2-for-28 in the series. The 2-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? The appeal, nope, did not. Close, but held up. Hounds and the Missions will have 4 series against one another. They have met at each venue once. This is the second and final trip in for the Missions, and the Hounds will go to the Alamo City one more time. A bouncer foul. So in that regard, the schedule is balanced out nicely. A little strange in some regards. Hounds, for example, don't go back to Frisco. Frisco comes here twice. Hounds go to the Metroplex just once. And that's a division opponent. That's kind of odd. 3-2. Oh, just outside. Shane McGuire has a really good eye. And he needed it right there. That was close. So McGuire reaching base. That's only the 5th time now in 31 trips to the plate he's been on base against the Mission. So even, and he draws his share of walks, but Shane with a base on balls there. Now Denzel. shadow has crossed the pitcher's mound as the right-hander delivers the bouncing ball out towards shortstop, and Dieter is second for one. The relay throw is in time, and the inning over. That's the fourth double play in the last 11 innings turned by the Missions. Denzel, not an easy guy to double up, close play, but he was out. So the walk goes by the boards. Boy, a little deja vu all over again from last night for the Rockhounds. So two innings are in the books, and after two complete, Missions nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
That smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
And indeed it is a Thirsty Thursday. And whether you're in the ballpark or wherever you might have us dialed in, Valley Live, MILB-TV here on Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. Bob Hard's at the ballpark, and we go to the top half of inning number 3. Let's score in the game. Field drifts into shadows as Gunnar Hoglund faces Juan Zabala. 8-9-1 in the order for the Missions. Gunnar's first pitch pops into the glove just down and away for ball one. Juan Zabala, catcher by trade. He is the DH in this game. 1-0 pitch, swings and misses. What breaking pitch away has been really effective for Hoglund early on. One ball, one strike to Zabala. Zach Rex and Rick and Reyes will follow in the third. Gunner with that three-piece motion, delivery to the outside corner, got there, called strike two. Gunner really consistent on this year, ERA home and away almost identical. There's the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, tap back, and he knocked it down with his bare hand. Gunner, don't do that. Throw to first base. Well, that's a natural reaction, but oh, my goodness. I don't know if anybody in the A's organization has MILB TV going, but, man, the heart rate just went up right there. Gunner reached for that ball and knocked it down with his bare right hand, but he is fine and made the play with the man down. And I'm kidding a little bit, but it's obviously you say don't do that, but that's far more easily said than not done, if you will. Natural reaction. Here's Zach Rex, takes on the outside corner, called strike 0-1. And for Gunner, this is really the first time as a pro that he's gone into a season feeling healthy. He was really still recovering from Tommy John surgery last year. Swing and a miss. It's up just a little bit, and Rex swings through it. Left-handed hitter is Zach. He's the left fielder, hitting 120 in 59 games. Gunner had undergone Tommy John surgery when Toronto drafted him out of the University of Mississippi. They were very well aware of it. And in fact, when he was traded in the Matt Chapman deal from the Blue Jays, still recovering, pitch high for a ball, it's 1-2. So he was drafted in 21. He pitched only three times in 2022. So last year was really kind of a get-it-back-together season. And Gunner now, delivery here, fouls straight back. And just certain reactions that stay with me. I'm talking with Gunner and complimenting him week or so ago, and we just talked about, mentioned it being healthy, got a big smile on his face. Yeah, he says, first time since college. Right-hander set with a 1-2 count. Rex takes down and in. The count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes on deck here in the third inning. No score. Franchise scrapbook. Going to give you a little Texas League history from a while back. Pitch. Missed ball 3. Full count now. Hunter turns and looks out into the distance for a moment. Sunlight breaks back through, so that ball will come off the fingertips from sunlight into the shadow for the next few minutes. Stretch and pitch from Hogan. Got him. Swing and a miss. 8 miles an hour. Ran it in on him a little bit. Strikeout number 4 for Gunnar Hoagland. 2-man down. And here's Ripken Reyes. Bounced out to second base to begin the game. Ripken, switch hitter. Jordan Groshans will cheat in at third base, and he'll be looking right back into the sun. He's all the way onto the grass. A swing and a high fly to right field, not deep. In fact, it'll be Jack Winkler, the second baseman. Nope, going to give way to Henry, and Bolte will catch it. Sun and breeze getting a little dicey. Hung on to the ball. I don't think it was ever in doubt that it got a little interesting there. Maybe a tiny, mini bobble on that. So for the second straight inning, the Visions are up and down in order. We'll take it way, way back in the Texas League as we go to the bottom of the third. No score.
The Texas League has been playing ball for 136 years, since 1888. In that time, by our count, 958 teams have taken the field. Quick quiz. Between 1 and 20, how many of the 958 clubs have won 4 or more consecutive Texas League championships? The answer is 2. The Fort Worth Panthers won 6 in a row from 1920 to 1925. And nearly a century later, the Rockhounds won 4 consecutive Texas League titles from 2014 to 17. Hey, you got to check out the Fort Worth Panthers. Between 1920 and 25, they played 914 games and won 632 of them. That's basically 70%. But it was also a different era entirely. Imagine a Texas League player hitting 32 home runs and coming back the next season. Clarence Big Boy Kraft, I wouldn't kid you, belted 32 homers and hit 352 for the Panthers in 1921, and he came back for 3 more seasons, hitting 55 homers in one of them. And Fort Worth had 2 pitchers who were with the club for all 6 of the championships. Paul Wattell won 20 or more games 5 times, and Joe Pate won at least 20 in each of the 6 seasons, twice winning 30. It was a different Texas League world back then, and the Fort Worth Panthers ruled it.
Imagine a guy hitting 32 home runs and 350 and coming back to Double-A again. I don't think so. Not anymore. A lot of fun, of course, when the Hounds had the 4-peat. We did a lot of research and had no idea that only one other team had ever done that in the league's lengthy history. It was kind of cool to research Fort Worth a little bit. Boy, a whole different time, space, and dimension, to be sure. Bottom of the third inning, Jordan Groshans leads it off for the Rockhounds. Victor Lizarraga. Slender right-hander delivers, and Jordan fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Jordan playing in his 18th game since being acquired by the A's. Was assigned immediately to the Rockhounds. Swings and punches one. A line drive gloved at first base by Robbie Tenorowicz. Sharp line drive handled at first base. One man down as Groshans lines out. Here's Caden Trinkle. Caden's had a bit of a rough patch of late. Last 18 games, he's hitting just 113. But prior to that, had a really good series at San Antonio against the Missions. Swings and sends a ball into left field, but that's going to hang up and over to make the play is Zach Rex. Well, struck baseball, as was the line drive by Groshans, but a line drive out. Two up, two down on 3 pitches for Victor Lizarraga, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy at 247, 7 home runs. That's 25 runs driven in. Number 9 hitter in the order, Jason Rosario on deck for the Hounds. Off-speed pitch gets there from Lizarraga for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lizarraga, native of Mexico, right-hander's delivery down away and It'll skitter back to the screen. One ball at one strike. The Rockhounds shortstop. Pitcher a 1.26 whip. Opposition hitting just 220 against him. Again at age 20. Breaking pitch swung on and missed at Jeremy out in front. And the count goes 1-2. Bases empty, two men down. I said right up top, this is on paper really good pitching matchup, and so far that's been the case. Breaking ball down and away. Count goes 2-2. The sun has disappeared again, so the field entirely in shadows. Breeze is very gentle. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. Fast ball away from Lizarraga with some good run on it. And out on strikes is Jeremy Ironman. So the Rockhounds, for the first time in a ball game, go 1-2-3. There aren't a whole lot of totals to give you, but what we have, we will give you coming up. After three innings of play at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds nothing, San Antonio Missions nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
So far, it's living up to the billing. Very good pitching matchup tonight in this Texas League matchup. No scores. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Connor Hollis, Brandon Valenzuela, and Robbie Tenorowicz for San Antonio. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Gunnar Hoagland's first pitch off the outside corner to Hollis for ball one. Missions no runs on one base hit. Rockhounds no runs on one hit. Hounds have also had a base on balls, but only three guys reaching base in the first three innings. Swinging a bouncing ball, hard hit, but handled by Brendan Malone. Boy, playing in, remember, as he does quite often. That ball just within his reach. Again, the positioning that the Rockhounds and the A's are using in a lot of instances puts the first baseman basically where he would be if the infield is playing in to try to prevent a run at the plate. But that is, that was with the bases empty, and that ball was sharply hit. Good play by Brennan. And a called strike to Brandon Valenzuela. It's 0-1. Valenzuela, a little flare base hit, dropped in shallow center in the first inning. Hounds, by the way, a rather scarily similar pattern early in this game from last night. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed down and away. Count goes 0-2. Hounds left 11 men on base last night, bounced into three double plays. Jason Rosario's single was wiped away on a strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play. And Shane McGuire's walk was wiped away in a 6-4-3. So the Hounds have left 11 men on and had five double plays in the last 11 innings. 0-2 swing and a miss. Ball to the dirt, handled by McGuire. Shane's throw in time, so a strikeout. Put out goes 2-3. And that's not an easy out. Brandon Valenzuela hitting well over 300 in the season series. And Robbie Tenorowicz. Bounced out to Gunnar Hoagland his first time up. Baseball tossed out of play, handled niftily by Darrell Kennedy, who is the acting manager for the Rockhounds. Pitch, good fastball, called strike, and it's 0-1. Gregorio Petit. You know, if I mentioned last night, Gregorio was on his mandatory break, so getting some time with his terrific family. 0-1 pitch, bounced foul, quickly 0-2. And again, that's something the A's, well, A's have always done that. I think a lot of the organizations, if not all of them, do as well. Just gives the guys a chance to kind of be reminded what life outside of the baseball season is like. 0-2 pitch breaks down and away, and it's 1-2. I think the Hounds are in very capable hands. Darrell Kennedy has more than 1,000 wins as a minor league manager. I say it often, this field staff is just terrific. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul right at third base. Nobody on, two men down, top of the fourth inning. Rockhounds and Missions. Teams have split the first two games of this series. Stretching pitch by Gunner. That ball hard hit to center field, but Denzel's there. Well struck, but into the glove of the Hound center fielder, and the inning is over. So Tenorowicz lines out the center, and we are bound for the bottom half of the fourth inning at Rockytown through 3.5. Rockhounds and Missions, no score.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Top of the order, second time through for the Hounds. Hounds have had two base runners, but as mentioned, both were wiped away on double plays. One of them conventional, the other a strike him out, throw him out. Jason Rosario led the ball game off with an infield, actually, well, a single to shallow right field. It was deflected by Ripken Reyes. And mentioned, Hounds have six outfielders on the roster, so this is Jason's first appearance, as it is for Caden Trinkle in this game. Swings in the first pitch and pops it high in the air to right center field. A couple of guys converging, center fielder Hollis will make the call. Man, you can hear that from up here. So a pop out to very shallow right center. Jason Rosario retired, one man down. Jack Winkler, the batter, popped out to left field his first time up. And Jack, really good ball game last night, 3-for-5. Lizarraga's pitch will miss, one ball and no strikes. Jack, right-handed hitter, swings and pops this one high in the air, right center field as well. It's going to carry a little bit, actually. Fairly deep right, but plenty of room, and there to make the play is Robert Perez, Jr. So a couple of fly ball outs, very quick, top of the rather last of the fourth inning. Here's Henry Bolting. Henry, a strikeout his first time. That turned into the double play to strike him out, throw him out. Right-handed hitter facing the right-hander, Victor Lizarraga. Base is empty, two away. Pitch just off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Hilliard Office Solutions trivia tell you the amazing tale of a Hall of Famer, elected on this date, in fact. Chopper foul at the plate, one ball and one strike. Brendan Malone would be next for the Hounds here in the fourth inning. Mission's trying to get the attention of a couple of the outfielders to adjust a little bit with Bolte at the plate. And retakes. Pitch stays high. Count goes 2-1. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Lizarraga. Went just outside. Three balls, one strike. Pitch just ran off the outside corner. Three and one to Bolte with the bases empty, two away. Henry waits, 3-1 pitch, and that's up high, ball four. So Hounds have their third base runner, just four base runners in this game. And again, Bolte definitely a threat to go. Henry already has seven stolen bases with the Rockhounds. He has been caught just once. Remember, with Lanson, stole 28 bases, so he has 35 bases stolen in 42 attempts on the season. He is running on the very first pitch. It's taken up and in. Here's the throw. That's going to be high and wide into center field. Advancing to third base is Bolte. This may be close. He will slide in ahead of the throw. Stolen base and an E2, and it's a runner at third base. So Henry Bolte, 8 out of 9 on the base pass, is a member of the Rockhounds. Again, Hounds have been a team that has run a lot on this season. Valenzuela's throw just absolutely sailed on him. It's 0-1 count to Brendan Malone, runner at third base. Game's first error. Brennan bounced out to shortstop, his first time up. Mission's playing solidly to pull in the infield. Boy, that pitch just slipped away and sent high and tight. Henry Bolte. I can do a lot of things. Again, just 20 years of age. Have to figure he'll be a Rockhound opening day 2025. At least to start the year is the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Good backup pitch by Lizarraga. And the count goes a ball and two strikes. So runner at third base. Two men down. Brennan asks for time. Now he will stand back in. Slightly open stance, right-hand box. Lizarraga comes set. Leg kick in the delivery. Just outside for a ball. Count squares at two balls and two strikes. Shane McGuire would be next for the Hounds if Brendan Malone extends the inning. Hounds trying to bring the first run of the game home. Bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 set by the right-hander. Lizarraga's pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him with a backup delivery. Inning is over. And for the Rockhounds, it's second verse, same as the first. No runs or hits. One error and a walk. One man left on base. Another man stranded for the Rockhounds. Well, that's been the tail of the tape here over the last, 12 innings or so. 13, exactly. We go to the top of the fifth. Rockhounds in Mission. No score.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
No score. Top half of the fifth inning. Victor Lizarraga and Gunnar Hoglund outstanding in this ball game. Marcos Castagnon, Ray Patrick Ditter, and Robert Perez Jr. to face the Rockhounds right-hander in the fifth inning. So on this date, this guy was elected to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I guess so. was a first ballot Hall of Famer. That didn't happen all that often back then. Ran across this the other day. I'm not talking about Joe DiMaggio here. DiMaggio took four tries to get into the Hall of Fame. That's stupid. Marcos Castagnon takes down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Well, this guy got in his first time out, and understandably so. Give me a couple of numbers on him. One ball, no strikes, Gunner with the turn and the 1-0. Just down low, ball two, 2-0. Castagnon a strikeout on three pitches his first time, but he's up in the count here, 2-0. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Oakland with the three-step delivery, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Well struck, going back Denzel, but he's got room, and he'll track it down. Wind is almost non-existent. That's just a well-hit ball to center field, but deepest part of the ballpark, and it was well short of the track, so one man down for Ray Patrick Ditter. Well, Major League Baseball, of course, has revised its record books, really expanded them. And, for example, the batting averages, and that's what we're talking about with this guy, now includes the players from the Negro Leagues. And when they expanded, first pitch from Gunnar, swing and a miss, breaking ball away to Ray Patrick Ditter, struck out his first time up. This guy dropped down a little bit. He's all the way down to 10th all-time in batting average. Pitch swung on, another hard hit ball to center, but again, right at Denzel. And he will drift to his left a little bit and makes the catch. So Ray Patrick Ditter flies out to center field, and it's two men down in the fifth inning. Batter is Robert Perez Jr. So he is 10th all-time in batting average. And even with the expanded record books, he is still the all-time leader in on-base percentage. Pitch drops to the dirt. Ball 1-1-0. Perez Jr. flew out to center his first time. This guy is also third in both slugging and on-base plus slugging. This is a very good stat, of course. He's one of 28 players with 500 or more home runs. Pitch inside to hit him. Yep, it did. So Robert Perez Jr. hit by a pitch. He runs a little bit, has 12 steals. That's just the second base runner for the Missions. Valenzuela, remember, had the two-out single back in the first inning. So 12 in a row set down by Gunnar Hoglund, but that now is interrupted by the hit batsman. And here's Juan Zabala. This guy also missed. He had more than 500 home runs. He missed three full seasons in his prime, serving in the military, in the U.S. Navy and the Marine Corps. He was an accomplished pilot. Toss over to first base, and back in is Perez. Robert Perez Jr., 12 steals and 17 attempts, so he does run some. Top of the fifth inning, no score. Missions with their second base runner of this game. The first delivery, I should say, swinging a high fly ball left field, not deep. On his way is Caden Trenkel. He is there. He's got it, and the inning is over. Fly ball drifting toward the line, way up in the air. So the hit batsman does no damage, except it didn't feel good, I'm sure, for Robert Perez Jr. No runs or hits, no errors, and Perez Jr. is stranded. We're midway through this ball game. From Rocky Town, Missions and Rockhounds, no score.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas,
safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Oventiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Shane McGuire leads it off to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. McGuire, then Denzel Clark and Jordan Groshans facing Victor Lizarraga. One base hit, two bases on balls, and that's been it. Five base runners in the game. Shane McGuire drew one of those walks first time around, takes down low here. Talking about a Hall of Famer who put up just remarkable numbers. Again, 10th all-time in batting average, 3rd all-time in both slugging and OPS. 1-0 pitch, missed ball away, sunlight breaking back through, and count goes 2-0. Shortstop Ray Patrick Ditter standing right on the edge of sunlight and shadow, and the left and center fielders will look back into the sun as well. 2-0 to the corner, got there, outside edge, called strike 2-1. Give you a comparison with this guy, comparing him to, and by the way, these are two of the best hitters of all time, 2-1 pitch high and away for a ball. But just for example, Barry Bonds, and of course his numbers are just off the charts good. Bonds hit 298 for his career. This guy hit 344. Pitch swung on, set high in the air to left field, not deep. Coming on is Zach Rex. Wind really picking up now, and that ball will find Rex's glove. So, boy, it has been all pitching and defense early on. Barry Bonds, of course, all-time home run leader. Now, again, there's an asterisk involved there, but he was, I mean, with or without that part. He's just one of the great hitters of all time, obviously. Bonds slugged 607. This guy slugged 634. It's down and away for a ball, 1-0 to Denzel Clark. And on base percentage, of course, Barry drew tons of walks, 444 OBP. This guy, 482. Best all time. Ball strike outside corner, 1-1. And right there, by the way, you're comparing two of the best hitters ever. It's not the 247 hitter for the Kansas City A's in 1956, no offense. Never foul off the end of the bat, 1-2. The Splendid Splinter is what they called him. And on this date, Ted Williams was elected to Cooperstown on the first ballot. Very early in his career, just in his prime, he spent three years in the military. 1-2, swung on and missed off speed pitch, and Denzel is out on strikes. Well, these two guys are really throwing a beauty. Four strikeouts for Victor Lizarraga. Two up, two down. Here's Jordan Groshans. Of course, Ted Williams, last guy, and boy, maybe the last guy ever to hit 400, hit 406. Played that doubleheader the last game of 1941. That's courage from a baseball perspective. Called strike in the outside corner to Jordan Groshans. He hit 406 in 1941. He won two triple crowns outside of that year and wasn't the MVP in any of those seasons. I think that voting might need a little bit of a reboot. The great Ted Williams. Hall of Famer on this date. By the way, I mentioned that the record books are now expanded. And if you go to MLB.com, you can call up the all-time records. And there was a number about Josh Gibson, who now has the all-time batting average record. He's a swing and a foul tip, 1-2 to Groshans. We were talking about this down in the office earlier. According to MLB.com, and that's the official deal, I'll give you a number on Josh Gibson and see how this plate appearance goes with nobody on, two out, bottom of the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and he sends that one foul out of play. 1-2. The Hounds have a base hit and two bases on balls. The San Antonio Missions have a base hit and a hit batsman. And that is it with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jordan Groshans waits. Pitch by Lizarraga, and that's punched foul. Good protective swing there from Jordan Groshans. Jordan and Caden Trinkle, who was on deck, probably two of the best hit baseballs in a ball game. Groshans lined out to first his first time up, caught by Robbie Tenorowicz. Sends this one foul. Boy, really doing a good job protecting the outside corner. Count stays 1-2 to Jordan. It
hitting .302 coming into the ballgame. And 17 games played prior to this one since coming to the A's. 1-2. Turned into it. Didn't mean to. Foul ball just wide of first. Boy, that got him on the hand. Jordan shaking that right hand. He turned into that pitch, and it got the bat, obviously, but it also got his hand. And of course, you know the saying is, the hand is part of the bat, but the bat doesn't hurt. So the count stays 1-2, and that is one painful foul ball. He's fouled off 4 2-strike pitches as Jordan Groshans. The 1-2 a fifth time, and that's down and in, 2-2. Jordan with some big league time with Miami. And again, prior to coming to the A's, was playing on the Yankees farm at AA and AAA. 2 balls, 2 strikes, pitch, and that's just down and away, 3-2. Jordan, a Texan from Magnolia, Texas, was drafted out of high school. Count is now full. This will be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. It's a 3-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. And Jordan just kind of stands at the plate for a moment. He is out on strikes. So this one has been absolutely as advertised. Gunnar Hoglund and Victor Lizarraga, absolutely outstanding. The totals won't take long, but we'll give them to you in a moment. After 5 complete, Rockhounds nothing, San Antonio nothing.
Needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, basically, the game summary is Victor Lizarraga and Gunnar Hoglund. They have been outstanding. Rockhounds have one base hit. That was Jason Rosario leading off the game for the Hounds at the bottom of the first. A walk in the second, and a walk in the fourth inning. A strike him out, throw him out, double play in the second. In the first inning, the 6-4-3 double play in the second. And the Rockhounds stranded their other base runner, Henry Bolte, in the fourth. San Antonio, a two-out single by Brandon Valenzuela, a little flare in the center field in the first inning, and Robert Perez Jr. hit by a pitch moments ago. Both of those runners were left on base. So, no runs on one hit for San Antonio, one error that was on the stolen base, a throwing error on catcher Valenzuela, and two men left. Rockhounds have no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And two more double plays. Zach Rex, then back up top for Ripken Reyes here in the sixth. Swing and a miss, good breaking pitch, an off-speed pitch by Gunnar. Gunnar Hoglund has, I'm cheating at 5 strikeouts for each pitcher in this game through 5 innings. 0-1 pitch. That's hard hit down the first base line. That is a base hit into the corner. Zach Rex. He will come for second base and throw no chance of getting him. That ball rattled around the corner a little bit. Henry Bolte got it. Well, Zach Rex, doesn't that figure? Guy's hitting 120 in a game dominated by pitching. He comes up with a leadoff double in the 6th inning. Mission's in business with nobody out. Double right down the right field line. Brennan Malone made a good diving effort, couldn't get there. That ball really found its way all the way into the corner, so Zach Rex with a stand-up double. Here's Ripken Reyes. Let's see if Reyes is bunting here. Conventional wisdom says he is, and he is awfully good at it. Pitching in at the corners of the Rockhounds infield, is looking to bunt as Reyes draws the bat back, takes ball one. And he's just flat out an old-school type of player. He has a dozen sacrifice bunts on the year, 2 of them last night. Squares again and takes the pitch up high for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. And again, a little thing, but he also doesn't necessarily offer. That pitch isn't going to be in the zone. He's not going to waste the attempt. It's 2-0. Zach Rex takes the lead. Again, the first and third baseman in for the Hounds. Ripken already showing, but pushed that one foul. So the count, 2-1. I doubt he does that very often. So 2-1 to Reyes. He's bounced to second and flown to right in 2 trips. No score for the Missions. The runner in scoring position. And nobody out. Connor Hollis on deck. Brandon Valenzuela, who has been really productive for the Missions in the season series, is in the hole. 2-1. Reyes now shows bunt. Pitched by Hoagland, and he drops it down. Gunner will make the play. Second baseman Jack Winkler covers the bag. But again, gets it done. Runner at third base, one man down. So 1-4 on the sacrifice, one man down. And runner at third. Now, this scoreless game in the sixth, so the infield will come in. Connor Hollis is at the plate. He struck out in the first and bounced to first base in the fourth inning. Wind is picked up and is blowing inward, and it's a little more right to left now, so that's good news for pitchers. Delivery up high for a ball, 1-0. Fairly significant breeze now. Outfielders are still all in sunlight, maybe slightly veiled, but left and center especially looking right back into it. 1-0 pitch. Hollis takes low and in, ball two, 2-0. Connor at 220. It's one home run. He's driven in 14 and has a runner at third base with the infield in and one man down. 2-0 count. Hoagland's pitch bends over the heart of the plate and just missed. Not sure where from here. 3-0. 3-0 the count to Hollis. Caden Trinkle is in left. Denzel Clark in center. Henry Bolte in right for the Hounds. Here's the 3-0 from Hoagland, and that is a high strike. Jordan Groshans, the third baseman. Jeremy Eierman, the shortstop. Jack Winkler at second base in this ballgame. Brendan Malone is at first. Malone well off the bag. All infielders up against the grass. Pitch, and that's a called strike two. Tossing the bat away is Connor Hollis. Good. At some point, guys, you got to remember that there's an umpire out there, and he'll go ahead and call that pitch for you. And it was catch. I mean, the pitch popped into the glove. He waited a second. Pitch was called a strike, and then he tossed the bat away. 3-2 the count. Infield in. Hollis waits. 3-2 pitch, and he pops it in the air. First base side. Fair or foul? Foul ball. And over the shoulder. Good catch by Brendan Malone. Runner tag's going to come for the play, and they got it. He's out. Double play. What a play by Brendan Malone. Made the catch near the tarp. Tagging with Zach Rex on the foul ball, and boy, every one of the Hounds going over to Brennan, giving him a high five. What a double play that is. 3-2, double play at the plate. Malone with a gorgeous over-the-shoulder catch right against the tarp. Turned, planted him, watching it here, throws to the plate and got it. Play of the ball game. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth, and it is somehow still a scoreless tie.
We've told you that only two teams in the Texas League's 136-year history have won four or more consecutive championships. Nearly a century after Fort Worth rattled off six in a row, the Rockhounds won four straight beginning in 2014. In that season, the Hounds and Frisco had the league's top two records, and the Rough Riders won the opener in the division playoffs before the Rockhounds stormed back to win three straight to capture the series. A tremendous five-game set for the Tulsa Drillers was capped when Nate Long combined with four relievers in a 5-0 shutout to clinch the Texas League title. Dusty Coleman and Connor Crumbliss both homered in that game, each playing for the final time in a Rockhounds uniform, a very fitting final chapter for two outstanding players and terrific people. A twist of fate opened the door for the player who would become the playoff MVP when an injury sidelined third baseman Jeffrey Marte in the final 3 days of the season. The A's brought a first-year pro named Matt Chapman to the Rockhounds. Chappie had been drafted in June of that year and played for single-A Beloit.
The Snappers' season was over, so Matt was assigned to the Hounds. He joined the club on the final day of the regular season and went 0-3. He then led the Rockhounds to the Texas League title in the playoffs with his bat and glove. That glove, of course, turned both gold and platinum in the major leagues, and Chappie remains one of the finest defenders in the game.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Kane Trenko will lead it off. Oh, he got back just in time. Swinging the bouncing ball foul wide of first. Little connection, too. Matt Chapman just mentioned him. Well, Gunnar Hoglund came from Toronto as part of the trade that sent Chappie to Toronto. He is now, of course, with the San Francisco Giants. Foul ball is now retrieved. Caden Trenkel, Jeremy Ironman, then back up top for Jason Rosario. This ball game stays tied thanks to a tremendous defensive play by Brendan Malone. Swing and a miss. Caden now down to the count 0-2. Lined out sharply to left field his first time up. Caden in 186, couple of home runs, 15 driven in. Left-handed hitter, waggles that bat a little bit, hands up high. Breaking pitch, got it. Swing and a miss, ball got to the dirt, but it'll be retrieved and Valenzuela will simply tag Caden out. So three consecutive strikeouts in four of the last five batters retired now on strikes by Lizarraga. Half dozen strikeouts for the outstanding young right-hander. Bottom of the sixth inning, no score. And there have been only a half dozen base runners in this ballgame. Here's Jeremy Ironman. Takes called strike inside edge, 0-1. Jeremy has struck out his first time up. There's activity in the bullpen, by the way, for the Hounds. Chopper toward third, foul ball. Darryl Kennedy ranging to his left. Takes the play, the gentle toss high in the air into the stands. 0-2 the count. So Gunnar Hoglund's evening apparently over. Only six scoreless for Gunnar. The 0-2 drops down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Came in with a 3.04 ERA, so that'll go down. All the numbers, in fact, will. Connor Palouse is warming for the Rockhounds. Check swing. Did Ironman go? Boy, he did. He didn't think so. He'll pound the bat once in frustration, and that is four consecutive strikeouts for Lizarraga in five of the last six. And the batter is Jason Rosario. He's 1-for-2. Rockhounds have one hit. Missions have two. One of those a leadoff double, which was wiped away just a moment ago. Called strike outside corner to the Hounds DH. Jason at 284 on the season. Three homers, 33 driven in. Three homers came within a span of about 10 days. The 0-1 takes a low one in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Victor Lizarraga, right-hander with a pitch. Fires right down the chute, called strike, 1-2. So he has been absolutely sharp. Again, Rosario led off the bottom of the first with a base hit. That's the only hit he's allowed. Pitched it, Jason down and in. That'll bounce back to the screen, 2-2. Jack Winkler would be next here in the Rockhound sixth inning. Rosario, left-handed hitter. Jason on base in seven of his last eight. Actually has hits in seven of his last eight, including this game. Swinging a foul straight back. Count stays 2-2. Hounds and Missions scoreless in the sixth inning. Put up some pretty fairly large run numbers in the first couple of games of the series. Not tonight. Pitch high and away for a ball. 3-2. Zaraga gives a little stylish tug on the rosin bag. Baseball in that bright red glove as he looks in for the sign. Count is full to Rosario. Two men down, bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. Knocked down by Tenero, which throws to the pitcher covering. Nicely handled. Inning is over. 3-1 put out. And boy, this has been all goose eggs. It's a tremendous ball game. After six innings complete, Rockhounds nothing, and the San Antonio Missions nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Gunnar Hoagland, another outstanding start for the right-hander. Six innings, gives up no runs on two base hits. Got some terrific defensive help a few minutes ago. Does not walk a batter. It hit one batsman. And he strikes out five. Colin Palouse becomes the pitcher of record for the Hounds. Enters the game to face Brandon Valenzuela. And, man, he has been a good hitter in this series. Fastball from Colin down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Valenzuela, flare single in the first inning and struck out in the fourth. Be followed by Robbie Tenorowicz and Marcos Castagnon. Palouse fires, and that's a strike of the knees in 93. One ball and one strike. Colin making his 17th appearance with the Rockhounds, all in relief. 2-1 with a 1.57 ERA, does have one save. Right-hander settles in, one ball, one strike pitch. That drops down low for a ball, 2-1. Colin in 28 and two-thirds innings, 21 base hits, 9 walks and 20 strikeouts. So a 1.05 whip, which is outstanding. And opposition hitting 214 against the right-hander. 2-1 stretch, Colin with a pitch and a swing and a miss. Count is 2-2. Colin parts of three seasons for the Rockhounds, 21 and 22, and then this season as well. The year began, did not have a spot on a roster, which didn't seem to make much sense, but sometimes that's just the way things shake out. The two ball, two strike stretch and pitch, and that ball hit high in the air left field, straight away for Caden Trinkle, drifting in about five steps and makes the catch. High fly ball out, one man down here in the top half of the seventh inning. Robbie Tenorowicz, the batter, he is 0 for 2, although he lined out sharply his last time up to center fielder Denzel Clark. Tenorowicz at 243 overall. Over Mariner Farm hand kind of stirs that bat as he waits. Right handed hitter. Picks down the middle, called strike from Colin. No balls and one strike. Said this several times, but Colin Palouse, just a guy who has a really good idea of what it's about, trying to make the next step, and he's had significant time at AAA. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, lined into left center field. That's a base hit. Denzel over to make the play. Loses his hat doing so, but base hit. Sharp single from Tenorowicz. Third base hit of the ball game for the Missions. Rockhounds have only one hit in this game. And it's one on with one man down. And the batter is Marcos Castagnon. He struck out his first time up. Flew out to center field. A well-hit ball his last time.
Collins' first two appearances with the Hounds in 21 and 22, both as a starter. His transition now to the bullpen. Castagnon waits, sends a little looper out in his shallow left center. It's going to drop, man. It's a duck snort, going to get down for a base hit and coming all the way around to third base is Tanerowitz. Boy, don't have to hit a hunch, shaking his hands. That one got in on Castagnon, just a little flare, and Tanerowitz, good base running. That ball wasn't hit deep into left center, but it wasn't hit hard, so he had time to get around from first to third. Boy, just a little Bermuda triangle duck snort right there. It is first and third with only one man down. The Missions had two hits through the first six innings. They have back-to-back base hits here in the seventh. And Ray Patrick Ditter is the batter. Has been dangerous against the Hounds. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitching in at third is Groshans. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch away, 0-1 to count. Dinner a 199 coming in overall in the season, but anything better than 260 against the Hounds, has three home runs and five driven in. Three of his seven home runs coming in the season series. 0-1 stretch. Palouse with the delivery. Just down and in. One ball, one strike. So the Missions for the second consecutive inning, threatening here to break the tie. Got a leadoff double in the sixth. A runner at third base with one man down. Then the Malone to McGuire. Terrific double play and the pop foul. But now first and third, one away. Collin with a pitch. Just down and in. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Robert Perez Jr. on deck. Groshans still even with the bag, maybe a step inside it, in fact, at third base. Throw over to first, and that'll chase Castagnon back. Marcos doesn't run much. He is 3-for-3 when he is gone. So Ditter waiting with a two-ball, one-strike count. Palouse from the belt. Collin with the 2-1. Down low, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Pitch got all the way down to the dirt, in fact, so that ball be tossed out. Field entirely in shadows now. Last rays of the sun catching the outfield batter's eye and a couple of the billboard signs. Rest of the field in shadows as Collin comes set. Runners at the corners and a 3-1 count. Ray Patrick Ditter waits. Runner at first base goes. Pitch is popped in the air. Middle of the infield, I think it's going to be Brennan Malone. Going to give way to Jack Winkler, and he will make the catch. So a pop out to second base. Two men down, runners in the corners. Again, boy, the Hounds out there on the high wire a little bit in the sixth inning, and again here in the seventh, scoreless game, but the Missions with two men on base. Castagnon was running on a 3-1 pitch. Robert Perez Jr. has flown out to deep center field, was hit by a pitch his last time up. Of only three base runners allowed by Gunnar Hoglick. Palouse comes set. Runners at the corners. Toss to first. Castagnon back. Infield, of course, now will play back. Jordan Groshans shading the line a bit at third base. Second baseman Jack Winkler also playing toward the middle. Right side of the infield is almost wide open. Palouse with a stretch. Perez Jr. waits. Right-handed hitter. Pitch from Collin. Going outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Robert Perez Jr., 218, has five home runs. He has 34 driven in. Has that bat on his shoulder as he waits. The loose comes set. Runners there leads in the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, sent high in the air, right field. Toward the corner. On the move is Henry Bolte, and he is out of room, and that ball will drift out of play. Wind pushing it a little bit as well. So one ball, one strike. Wind is almost directly straight in now. Don't know how much it'll affect the ball hit toward that right field corner, but that was all he has to get the pulse rate going a little bit on a fly ball hit toward right field in this ballpark. Saw two of them yesterday get into the bullpen. One ball and one strike to Robert Perez Jr. back-to-back singles to Narrowitz and Castagnon. They were at first and third. 1-1 set. Collin with a pitch. Swung on and fouled away, 1-2. And ball game in the top half of the seventh inning. Missions have two base hits in this inning, four for the game. Rockhounds again, one base hit in this game against Victor Lizarraga. I don't think there's been activity. I think he'll come back for the seventh. One ball, two strikes. Palouse comes set. Runner goes at first base, swinging the ball hit right back to the mound, handled by Collin in the underhands, a little high to Brendan Ballone. I know it was on the dugout steps thinking, oh man, that throw almost got away. A 1-3 put out. Collin helps his own cause by making a good catch in the underhand tag. Underhand throw, that is, for the out. So 1-3 goes to put out, no runs and a couple of base hits. The Missions doubled their base hit total for the game. But this one remains scoreless. A little non-Googleable coming up. Going to take me out to the ballgame time. Rockhounds and Missions, no score.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Victor Lizarraga does indeed go back to the mound for the bottom of the seventh inning. Jack Winkler, Henry Bolte, and Brendan Ballone, 2, 3, and 4 in the order, will face him. A little bit earlier today, well, there was a no-hitter, by the way. Dylan Cease, second no-hitter in Padres history, thrown today. And Max Scherzer pitching today, and he now has moved past his former teammate, Justin Verlander, into 10th place all-time in strikeouts. Of course, Verlander, his sideline has been out since the 9th of June. And Max Scherzer today, in fact, kind of reached just a nice round number, 3,400 strikeouts. 3,400. I'll give you a number on that in a moment. Here's Jack Winkler now. Lizarraga's first pitch. A little bit low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And Max at about age 40 plus. Here's the delivery swung on and missed. Winkler way out in front of the delivery. Count goes one ball, one strike. Scherzer at one point in his career had 300 strikeouts in a season. That was 2018, not that long ago. 1-1 pitch, bouncing ball, foul, well wide at third. But he hasn't reached the 200 strikeout mark since 2001. But if you go ahead and just say he averages 200 strikeouts per season, and that would be, and especially in this day and age with innings largely limited, let's give him 200 strikeouts a season. Here's the 1-2 to Jack, just down and away. If Max Scherzer strikes out 200 batters a season, how many seasons would it take him to catch Nolan Ryan? He has 3,400 of them. Swing and a miss, speaking of the whiff. Boy, and Lizarraga has really cranked it up. Good off-speed pitch at Jack, swinging at the breeze. That's 8 strikeouts. And he has now struck out 6 of the last 8 he has faced. Here's Henry Bolte, a strikeout, a walk, and a steal in this game. Right-handed hitter in this matchup of 20-year-old prospects. Takes inside for a ball. So let's give Max Scherzer 200 strikeouts a year. How many more seasons would he have to go to catch Nolan Ryan? This is just one of those perspective things. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Lizarraga with the twist. 2 balls, no strike to count. And foul back off Henry's bat. 2 balls and 1 strike now. 2-1. Brendan Ballone on deck. Brennan's 0 for 2 in the game, but boy, he is largely responsible for the score still being tied at 0. There's a line drive to the shortstop, and Ditter reaches up and gloves it. Man, that ball was smacked Line drive to shortstop, Henry Bolte. Good swing of the bat, but he's retired. Well, if Max Scherzer strikes out 200 batters a season, he will catch Nolan Ryan in no time. It will only take him 11 and a half years. He is 2,314 strikeouts behind Ryan, and he has 3,400. Little looper in the shallow right center. Well, Brennan Malone. Maybe a little karma going right there. Had the terrific defensive play, and he gets a little flare into the Bermuda Triangle in right center field, a two-out single. And that is the first base hit for the Rockhounds since the first batter up in the game for the Hounds. Hounds have two hits. The Missions have four. Hounds have two walks as well. Missions have one hit batsman. So five base runners for the Missions. Actually, I get six. Swinging a ground ball out towards second base, and that will be an easy play for Ripken Reyes. So one pitch swing, and Shane McGuire is retired, and so are the Rockhounds. So Brendan Malone gets the base hit, no runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Well, again, totals, there aren't a whole bunch of them on the board, but we will give them to you after seven innings. Well, Lizarraga, just outstanding. One would assume his evening is done, and we'll go to the top half of the eighth. The Missions and the Rockhounds, no score.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
It was only about 90 minutes ago, but in introducing this game, we said that the pitching matchup looked to be pretty good. Well, that's more than pretty good. It's a scoreless game to the top half of the eighth inning. Victor Lizarraga has gone all seven innings. There's nobody yet throwing in the bullpen for the Missions. We don't see a guy go into the eighth inning very often at all. Gunnar Hoglund went the first six for the Rockhounds. Colin Palouse relieved him, got out of a jam in the seventh. In a scoreless game, the threats in this ballgame, really, the Hounds did have a runner on at third base with two outs in the fourth. Got a leadoff single back in the first, a one-out walk in the second, but a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play ended the first inning, and the 6-4-3 ended the second. And then Henry Bolte was stranded after the walk and steal in the fourth. Brendan Malone, a two-out single in the seventh, and he, too, was left on base. The Missions got a leadoff double from Zach Rex in the sixth inning. Sacrifice bunt by Ripken Reyes put him at third with one down. But on a pop foul down the right field side, Brendan Malone made a terrific play right at the edge of the tarp. Tagging and trying to score was Zach Rex, and Malone's throw right on the money to Shane McGuire got him for the 3-2 double play. Here's Juan Zabala to lead it off against Colin in the eighth inning. Tries to bunt, drops one down, and that will spin foul. Good idea. 0-1 the count. Zach Rex, who doubled, is on deck, and then back up top for Ripken Reyes. And Colin pitched out of a two-on and one-man-out scenario in the seventh. It was first and third, in fact, with one man down. So the Missions, no runs on four hits and an error, 0-4-1. The Rockhounds, no runs, two hits, no errors. Top of the eighth inning. Palouse with a pitch, sails up high for a ball, 1-1. Missions have left four men on base and again have the double play, the 3-2, an unusual one. Rockhounds have left two men on and two double plays, a strike him out, throw him out, and a more conventional 6-4-3. Here's the 1-1. Stays up and in for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Well, the Missions are wearing camouflage jerseys, but I haven't seen anybody warming in the bullpen, so Victor Lizarraga may be going back for the eighth inning. Here's the stretch of the 2-1 by Colin. Looked at high in the air. Foul ball left side. Jordan Groshans gives a look. That'll drift back into the seats on this thirsty Thursday. 2-2 the count to Juan Zabala. Bounced out to Gunnar Hoglund
scary back in the third inning. That was a ball hit back up the middle, and Gunnar reached out and deflected it with his pitching hand. Zavala flew out to left his last time, 0 for 2. 2-2 stretch, just outside, ball 3, 3-2 the count. Juan Zavala, right-handed hitter. Brendan Malone about a stride off the grass at first base and well off the bag. Again, that familiar alignment now, the 3-2. Now it's down low, ball 4, and boy, Colin just turns and talks to himself. Lead-off walk. Missions have had opportunities. Didn't have much really at all against Gunnar Hoglund until that sixth-inning double by the guy who now comes to the plate, Zach Rex. But beginning with a sixth, leadoff double there, back-to-back singles with one out in the seventh, and a leadoff walk here in the eighth inning. Cheating in at third base is Jordan Groshans. Pitch to Rex, not showing bunt, swings away, and comes up empty 0-1. Zach Rex is a left-handed hitter, and 120 coming in, but double down the right field line his last time up. And he now will ask for time and steps out for a moment. And now the Missions do get activity in that left field bullpen. 0-1 count. Palouse comes set. Base runner is Juan Zavala. Not going, pitch on the way, and that is, boy, called strike. We'll give that to Shane McGuire. That was really well framed. 0-2. Borderline pitch, and sometimes it sure appears that the catcher gets the call with a really good setup. Of course, McGuire really good behind the dish, as is Daniel Susak. Throw to first base. Right down on the body of Zavala. Juan has attempted 5 steals. He's 2 for 5. So you wouldn't think likely to go, but again, it's a scoreless game in the top of the eighth. The loose comes set, count is 0-2. Now let's play Rex to pull, takes just outside for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Jordan Groshans playing almost where the shortstop normally would, and Jeremy Ironman again shading toward the bag at second. Jack Winkler is the second baseman in this game, about halfway between first and second base. And, of course, the guys are on the dirt, which is by rule. 1-2 count. Pitch outside and high for a ball. 2-2. A little bit of breeze still coming basically directly inward. Topping out at about 10 miles an hour. 2-2 count. Palouse at the belt. Zavala leads off first base. Rex waits. Stretching pitch by Colin. Ball hit in the air. Right center field. Denzel on the move, and he will track it down. Edge of the track away. Good turn and throw back in. Zavala got almost all the way to second base. It's a really good play by Denzel Clark. Well hit ball. Boy, Zach Rex does not look like a 120 hitter in this ball game at all. I'm going to get a second look, see how close that ball got to the track, but that was well hit. That's a deep part of this ballpark. Yeah, Denzel was one stride on the track. In fact, when he pulled up, his right foot was right on the edge of the gravelly track. So one on the one man down. Here is Ripton Reyes. Groshans cheating in at third base. Well, you really have to against Ripken. Not necessarily a sacrifice scenario, although he certainly could. But just the threat of him dropping down the bunt. Anytime he sacrifices, of course, I imagine he probably has a few base hits off those attempts as well, in addition to the 12 sacrifices he has. Takes outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. He is a switch hitter, 208 on this season. Again, a little better than that against the Hounds. Paluskin sets Zavala, the base runner, with one man down. He'll draw a throw. Didn't wander very far off the bag, did Juan Zavala. Ken Reyes, native of Washington State, Bremerton, Washington. Always enjoy saying that because that's where I'm from originally anyway. Right across the water from Seattle.
is Bremerton. Pitch. Oh, just down and in. That did not miss by much. Two balls, no strikes. So Reyes now, favorable count, steps out, wraps the batting gloves, and stepped back in, didn't ask for time. He just stepped out for a moment, legally, gets back in. Groshans still cheating in. Caden Trinkle very shallow in left field. 2-0 stretch. Reyes swings into high fly ball foul territory. Young man with a glove looking for that. That's going to elude his defensive effort. That ball way back up on the concourse down toward the clubhouse. Two balls to strike the count. No score in the top of the eighth inning. And again, the Missions with a leadoff man on base. And now with one man down. 2-1 count. Reyes waits. Chokes up on the bat. Pitch from Palouse. Just inside. Ball three. 3-2. Crowd getting grumpy. Connor Hollis on deck, Brandon Valenzuela in the hole. A couple of very close pitches here to Reyes, both going the hitter's way. 3-1 count. Switch hitter from the left side is Reyes. Palouse with a pitch. It's right there, called strike 3-2. Well, decision time here for the Missions. And Juan Zabala is the base runner, one man down. Reyes does not strike out a lot. He has 39 strikeouts, 31 walks. 3-2, one man down. Does Zabala run? Stretch from Palouse. He is not going. Pitch to Reyes. He's bounced toward first, but a foul ball. Do it again. Wasn't running the first time. We'll see if he is this time. Again, Zabala drawing the leadoff walk to start this inning. So that is now the sixth base runner for San Antonio. I guess my arithmetic was right originally. Base runners have been few and far between, but the Missions again have threatened now in three consecutive innings. 3-2, second time. Zabala not running. Pitch to Reyes. Punches it. Left side base hit toward the left field corner. Caden Trinkle will track it down, but that is going to be second and third. Boy, Ripken Reyes with a terrific at bat. Went opposite way with that, punched it down into the left field corner. Trinkle, who was playing shallow, hustled over to get it, but it's second and third with one man down. On a double down the left field line, Zabala ends up at third base. Oh, almost got all the way to the corner. If it had, Zabala would have scored with ease. So, second and third, one man down. Connor Hollis is the batter, and again, the Missions threatened for the third consecutive inning. With a runner at least one in scoring position, and in this case, two. Infield in all the way around. Connor Hollis looking for solid contact. Pitch from Palouse, outside corner, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Good breaking pitch that got the outside edge. Groshans and Ironman on the left side of the infield. Winkler and Malone on the right. Brennan way off the line at first. 0-1 count, stretch and pitch by Palouse, swung on, bouncing ball over the head of Jordan Groshans, and a Pittsburgh chop into left field will bring home the game's first run. Well, that's the risk you run, of course, when you play in, and that ball just over Groshans' leaping attempt to bring it down. So the RBI base hit for Connor Hollis, just a little Pittsburgh chop over the head of the infielder and into left. Game's first run comes in the top half of the eighth inning. Ripken Reyes getting to third. So first and third, one man down. Brandon Valenzuela, the batter. He is 1-for-3. Top run producer in this series head-to-head for the Missions. He has 14 runs batted in for San Antonio in the meetings with the Rockhounds. Valenzuela at the plate, Robbie Tenorowicz on deck. Missions on top, 1-0, top of the eighth inning. Groshans is still cheating in at third base with runners at the corners. Ironman up the middle. Swinging a well-hit ball center field. That will drive home the run with ease. Denzel Clark will make the catch, and the throw will come to the cutoff man. There will be no throw home, and Reyes will score. So Valenzuela, again, continues to really produce in this series. 15th run batted in against the Hounds on this season.
So the sacrifice fly more than deep enough. And Reyes has good speed. So the Missions have scored a couple. Runner at first base, two man down. And here's Robbie Tenorowicz. He's 1-for-3. Bounce to the pitcher in the first. He lined out sharply to center field. Throw to first was close. Getting back in is Hollis. And Robbie with a base hit to left center his last time up. So the Missions lead it by the score of 2-0. And again, there is activity in the bullpen. Lizarraga, 7 scoreless innings. He's been outstanding. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Swinging strike to Tenorowicz, 0-1. Well, the leadoff walk started this inning. His pitching has been outstanding, and ironically, a walk leads to the very first run. Then the double by Reyes, of course, was big swing of the bat. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball away. It's 0-2. RBI by Connor Hollis, his 15th, and for Brandon Valenzuela, his 42nd of the season. And again, more than a third of those coming in the season series with the Rockhounds, 15 of his 42. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Belus, bouncing ball down the third base side, but just foul wide of the bag and down the line into the corner. Count stays 0-2. Well, the Missions, who broke a 5-game losing streak last night, are bidding to make it 2 in a row here in this series. Tenorowicz standing back in. Robbie at 243 on the season. Turns that bat, stirs a little bit. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up and in. Here's a throw by McGuire, and that's going to go high and into center field. It'll be a runner at third base. So this is the Hounds did earlier. Stolen base compounded by the error. Steal for Connor Hollis. Again, he's a really good base runner. He's not hitting for a high average, but that's his 14th steal. He's been caught only twice. So each team with a steal compounded by an error. Runner at third base, and that'll put a little pressure on the battery here. A 1-2 count to Tenorowicz. Two runs across. Palouz comes set. Right-handed hitter waits. The first baseman swings and sends a little number over to first base, and Brendan Malone will make that play underhands to Collin. He'll cover the bag for the out. But the Mission's on the board. The scoreless tie is broken. It took 8 innings, 7.5 actually, for anybody to get on the board to the bottom of the 8th. Missions 2, Rockhounds nothing.
The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
A guy who was absolutely electric last night, Francis Pena, will come on to pitch. He went one inning last evening, hit triple digits 3 different times. And again, he's a guy who has an unusual number. His strikeout and walk totals are actually his ratio as well. 26 strikeouts, he's walked 1 batter. Denzel to face him. Bottom of the 8th, 2-0 Missions, breaking the tie in the top of the inning. Strike at 92 on the inside edge, 0-1. Denzel, tough days. Bounced into a double play and struck out, and he's got some personal business. It's in some jeopardy now. Now he faces Pena. 0-1 pitch down the way, one ball and one strike. Denzel, then Jordan Groshans and Caden Trinkle in the Rockhounds' eighth inning. By the way, Frisco again way out in front of Tulsa, 7-3. And the Mission's leading here. One ball, one trouble pitch up and in. That hit him. Crowd reacts. Of course, that's unintentional. Well, Denzel just extended a streak, but it's a pretty doggone scary way to do it. He's on base now in 16 straight games. Six-game hit streak will perhaps come to an end. He's on base for 16th consecutive game. But, boy, that was up and in, and that was serious velocity. So one man on and nobody down. Bottom of the eighth inning, it's 2-0 Missions. The first two runs of this game coming just minutes ago. Jordan Groshans stands in. Takes up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jordan has lined out to first and struck out in two trips to the dish. One man on and nobody down. Denzel the lead. Pitch to Groshans. Strike on the inside half. 1-1. Francis Pena again went one inning last night, so back-to-back outings for him. He's 0-2, but a 1.29 ERA. Swinging a bouncer foul. Niftily ranging to his left. Darryl Kennedy will make that play in the coaching box. 1-2. Pena in 21 innings, 15 base hits, and again, one walk and 26 strikeouts. One 2 count to Jordan Groshans. Caden Trinkle on deck, Jeremy Eierman in the hole. Denzel the base runner, again, very capable runner. And he is running. Pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field. Coming on and in a hurry as bears anybody. That ball's going to drift foul and out of the reach of Tenerowitz. Thought that ball might stay fair, but it didn't. I was watching the right fielder. It was Tenerowitz who was actually chasing after it. So just a foul ball drops a little bit wide of the line on the track. Down to right field side, 1-2 the count. The way Perez was motoring, I thought he maybe had a look at it, had an angle on it, but nope, ball drifted foul and out of play. Again, the wind pushing a little bit that way as well. So a 1-2 count to Jordan Groshans. Denzel was running on the last pitch. He is running again, stumbled a bit, got the pitch down and away. So that'll get back to the screen, and he'll hold on at second base. So Denzel running, so that's a steal. That ball got back to the screen, but again, he was running. So it's a runner in scoring position. And a 2-2 count to Jordan Groshans. Jordan, right-handed hitter. Pena leans in. Right-hander has his side. And he will step away. And wants to talk to his catcher, Brandon Valenzuela, so they will have a conversation. And Francis is 6'1", 170, and yet generates triple-digit velocity. 23 years of age. He's out of Piedra Blanca in the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Padres as an international free agent in 2022. This is his first trip as high as AA. Two balls, two strikes. Looks at the runner at second. Pitch on the way to Groshans. And a swing and a miss. He got him. Best ball at 97. So, one on and one man down. Caden Trinkle will be the batter. Caden 0-2. He lined out sharply to left field in the third inning. Struck out swinging in the sixth. Third baseman Marcos Castagnon cheating in against the left-handed hitter. Pitch from Pena. Strike on the outside half. Well, that's just a perfect pitch. Knee-high outside edge at 97. Deal with that. 0-1 count. Missions 2. Hounds nothing. Last of the eighth inning. Pena with a look in the pitch. Well outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Victor Lizarraga, seven innings, no runs. Two base hits, walked two, struck out eight. 20 years of age. Man, good prospect for the Padres. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's going to be outside. That's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Denzel to lead off second base. Pena gives him a look. Long look. He is running. Pitch is swung on. Tapped out towards second base. It'll be handled by Reyes. Throw to first for the out. So Denzel running, but he'll get to third base on the second out of the inning. So that's a trade-off the Missions will somewhat gladly take. Here's Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy 0 for 2. A couple of strikeouts against starter Victor Lizarraga. Stretch and pitch by Pena. Check swing, and he went around. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Jeremy, right-handed hitter, .247 the batting average. Pena set. Clark at third. Two men down in the eighth inning. Pitch, check swing. Don't think he went. Just flicked the bat a little bit. Did not go around. One ball, one strike. Second baseman Reyes shading a little toward the middle, not drastically so. One ball and one strike. Eierman waits, takes. That's well inside for a ball. 2-1. Jeremy, 7 home runs, 25 driven in a season divided into two chapters. 2-1 count. Pena with the delivery, and that's down low. That's ball three. So 3-1 to Eierman. Jason Rosario, top of the order, waiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning, Missions 2, Hounds nothing. Eierman waits, favorable count. Hard thrower on the mound, the pitch, nope, down and away, draws a walk. So Eierman is on, base on balls. That's only the second walk this guy's issued. So his totals are no longer a ratio, and out comes Luke Montz. That, I would imagine, that's going to be it. Man, Pena pitched last night, so figured to be a fairly short stint. So he will get one batter, strikes out a batter, walks a batter, and gets a ground out. So in the last half of the eighth inning, Pena's evening is done. It'll be first and third with two men down, and Missions will go and get a left-hander. He will face Jason Rosario, and Rosario is a left-handed hitter. Check the reliever. As soon as the crowd at the mound dissipates a little bit. I think it's Jason Blanchard, but what I'm not sure is. So Blanchard is on the pitch. Blanchard, left-hander, 27 years of age. He's from Austin. And he will face left-hander Jason Rosario. Get your Blanchard's numbers here. Get Jason's name on the card. He will have runners at first and third. There are two men down to the last of the eighth inning. And the Missions trying to protect a newly forged 2-0 lead. Blanchard has had a really solid season in 27 previous appearances, 0-1 with a 3.40 ERA. Just a tinge over a hit per inning, 42 hits in 39 and two-thirds. 15 walks and 46 strikeouts, so better than a whip per inning. Opposition does hit .276 against him with a whip at 1.44, a very good ERA. And Rosario will face him. With Denzel at third, Jeremy Eierman on at first base. We mentioned the Frisco Rough Riders leading Tulsa. Boy, they have been, they've just added to that lead. It's 8-3. If the Riders do not surrender that large lead to the Drillers, they will go to 34-13 at home. And three of the losses, in fact, in one series to the Hounds. Now here is Jason Rosario. Tying runs on base. Good breaking pitch by Blanchard for a called strike, 0-1. Boy, left fielder Rex is around toward the line and very shallow in left. 0-1 stretch. Pitch by Blanchard and a bouncing ball. Got to be handled nicely at third base. Set up and throw to first good play by Castagnon to end the inning. Had to leave his feet to make the play. Hounds trying to do the same thing, that old Pittsburgh chop kind of thing, but a good play by Castagnon. And he retires Jason, and this inning is over. So Hounds don't get a base hit, but a couple of base runners against Francis Pena. But they are stranded, and boy, that has been the order of the day for the Hounds of late. We'll go to the top half of the ninth inning, and after eight complete missions, two, Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Right-hander Colton Johnston will make his second appearance since joining the Rockhounds from Lansing. Right-hander comes on in the ninth inning, a 2-0 ball game with San Antonio on top. Marcos Castagnon leads it off. And the left-hander delivers up high for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Two innings for Colin Palouse. He'll give up two runs on four base hits, a walk and no strikeouts. He's the pitcher of record for the Hounds. This pitch fouled straight back. Count goes 1-1. Colton making one appearance at Corpus Christi. Went one inning at a hit, a walk, and a whiff. He'll face Marcos Castagnon, Ray Patrick Ditter, and Robert Perez Jr. in the mission's ninth inning. Colton, the Illinois native, didn't pitch last year, so this is a chance for him, man. In fact, the past couple of seasons, pitch inside for a ball, two balls and a strike. Somewhat similar to starter Gunnar Hoagland. Just when you get back and get healthy and get to pitching again. Left-hander's delivery, breaking ball stays way off the outside. Corner count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Castagnon. Scoring twice in the top of the eighth to break the scoreless tie. And this pitch down and in, ball four. So a leadoff walk, and that's how the eighth inning began as well. Castagnon, we talked about it earlier, doesn't run a whole lot. He has three steals in three attempts, so he doesn't go much. But when he goes, he tends to get there. And here is Ray Patrick Ditter, 0-3 with a strikeout. Will hit ball to center and a pop out to second base. And pitch misses to the right-handed hitting shortstop. One ball and no strikes. Colton's delivery, a bouncer foul over toward the Hounds dugout. Handle at the top step. Boy, Darryl Kennedy's been busy handling foul balls in this game. Makes the catch on the top step. Nicely done. One ball, one strike to Ditter. Robert Perez Jr. on deck. Colton delivers a backdoor breaking pitch fouled high in the air. Big old roundhouse hook. Fouled off. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Hounds admissions tomorrow evening. Rocky Lone Rider bobbleheads. The terrific giveaway tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. Gates will open at 6 o'clock. First 1,000 fans get one of those very cool bobbleheads. The swing and a line drive, foul point. That's going to get with the seats cleared the screen. Still 1-2 to Ray Patrick Ditter. Fireworks night on Saturday, along with Christmas in July. Rockhounds Christmas ornaments. That's kind of cool for the first 1,000 fans. And Sunday afternoon, of course, family day to wrap things up. 1 o'clock first pitch. 1-2, chopper back up the middle. Charging, makes a play. Ironman steps in the bag, flips to first. What a nifty double play that was. Jeremy Ironman slap a little leather. Big high top spin bouncer near the bag. Made the play on that short hop right about the shoot top. Stepped on the bag and throws to first. That probably won't get you an ESPN top 10, but that was one nice play. So 6-3 goes the double play. Two men down in the inning. Here is Robert Perez, Jr. Hounds in the ninth, by the way, will have Jack Winkler, Henry Bolte, and Brennan Malone, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Down 2-0 at this instant in time. Big swing and a miss as Perez, Jr. comes up empty 0-1. Colton Johnson, 6'4", 220. He's 25 years of age. Illinois native and a product of Illinois State University. Here's a line drive back up the middle. Boy, that double play is big now. Two-out single by Robert Perez, Jr. He's 1-for-3 in this ball game. Sharply hit ball back up the middle. One on and two men down. The batter will be Juan Zavala. Zavala walked opening the eighth inning, and that turned into the game's first run. Zavala is 0-for-2 with a bounce out and a flyout, but then the walk and the run scored. Throw over to first base by left-hander Colton Johnson. Robert Perez, Jr., 12 steals in 17 attempts. Left-hander on the mound, but two down in the inning might be a good time to run. Breaking pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Missions, of course, have the lead, so maybe try to get a runner in scoring position with two down and add to it. Johnson's pitch down to the dirt. Good block by Shane McGuire. One ball and one strike. Sky darkening now, turning into a deep blue evening, kind of an evening blue-gray. Lights of the ballpark taking effect really for the first time tonight. 1-1 stretch, runner does go, swing and a miss, is the throw by Shane McGuire, and yeah, he got him, he is out at second base. Covering the bag is second baseman Jack Winkler. Caught stealing 2-4, Shane McGuire takes care of that little bit of business. And the inning comes to an end. But the Hounds trail as we go to the last half of the ninth inning. It's San Antonio 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Jason Blanchard will come on, actually will stay in, I should say, and will try to slam the door here in the ninth inning. He will face Jack Winkler, Henry Bolte, and Brennan Malone. Team stays 2-0, both runs coming in the top of the eighth inning. Two-thirds of an inning for Francis Pena, no runs or hits. He doubled his walk total for the season by walking one batter. Has two total, thank you. Guys won two batters in 21 and two-thirds innings. For Jason Blanchard, the only, I don't know if you want to call it a blemish, but he is 0-for-2 in saves and has an opportunity to get his first of the year here.
Jack Winkler, the batter, leading it off. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Jack has flown out to shallow left, flown out to a fairly deep right field, and struck out 0-3. Left-hander Blanchard delivers, swing and a miss. Pass ball up at 92, and the count is a ball and a strike. Third baseman Marcos Castagnon shading solidly toward the line. Not full tilt, no doubles, but close to it. Here's the 1-1. Backdoor pitch, sails up and away. The count is 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Outfield straight away. Jack at 246 coming into this ball game. Seven homers, 48 driven in for the Hounds. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. He would not catch the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Just mentioning Frisco leading Tulsa. If the two games stay the way they are, Frisco and the Hounds will be tied in San Antonio a half game back. Of course, still very early in the second half race, but it's kind of cool. Very tight pitch, just up and away for a ball, 3-2. Full count to Jack Winkler. He leads it off in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Blanchard set. The left-hander's 3-2. Bounced foul. Wide at third base, still a 3-2 count. With Frisco winning the first half, they pulled away from the Hounds. The Hounds played about 500 baseball much of June, and boy, Frisco was just going nuts. And part of that was a seven-game sweep of the Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium. So Frisco not getting Christmas cards from either one of these teams, that's for sure. Three teams right now are in a virtual tie at the moment. 3-2 count, second time. Pitch by Blanchard, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Fastball up at 92. One man down to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and the batter is Henry Bolte. Henry, a walk in three trips. He has struck out and lined out sharply to shortstop. He put a charge into it, but right into the glove of Ray Patrick Ditter. Henry on base now in six straight games. Breaking pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Walked and stole a base in the fourth inning. Blanchard set. Lefty with the 0-1. And that's, boy, a high strike. Henry disagreeing. Crowd disagreeing. Well, that's about as high as we've seen a pitch called a strike tonight. I think Henry might have a point on that one. 0-2 is the count. Brendan Malone on deck for the Hounds down to an out and a strike, perhaps. Set by Blanchard, 0-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to left center field. But it will not carry, and over to make the catch is the center fielder, Hollis, crossing paths with Zach Rex, but it was Hollis who hauled it in. So two men down to the ninth inning, fly ball to center field. Good swing with 0-2 in the count by Henry, but no damage done, two men down. Brandon Malone, the batter. Blanchard now one out away from his first save of this season. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Shane McGuire would be next for the Hounds. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-0 the score. Missions on top. 0-1 pitch to the back door of beauty. Called strike, snapped over the outside edge, 1-1. Hounds have been shut out only twice on the season, but one out away from a third occurrence. His pitch is fouled back, and now it is 1-2. Hounds, in fact, lead the Texas League with 10 shutouts. The Missions may be a strike away from their seventh goose egg of the season. A 1-2 count to Brendan Malone. Brendan, 1-for-3. Blanchard has a sign, one ball and two strikes. Stretch and a pitch, just outside for a ball, 2-2. And Brennan with the tremendous defensive play earlier in this ballgame kept the game scoreless with a
brilliant double play in the sixth inning. Now trying to extend the game at the dish. 2-2 count. The pitch just up and away. Ball three. So full count to the Hounds first baseman. Base is empty. Two out. 3-2 count in the ninth. The pitch from Blanchard. Got him. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Well, we said right up top, pitching looked like it would be a strength in this game, and boy, was it ever. Victor Lizarraga will get the win in this game, a hold for Francis Pena, and the first save of the year for Jason Blanchard. And the Hounds only two base hits, and in fact, only one after the first batter of the ballgame. So the Missions win it. They now lead this series by a count of 2-1, and are just a half game behind the Hounds in a virtual tie at the top of the South Division early in this second half race. So a tip of the cap to the Missions boy, Victor Lizarraga, right at the top of that list. Job beautifully done. He was outstanding. So was Gunnar Hoagland in this game. He went 6 scoreless. San Antonio wins it. Final total right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the San Antonio Missions, 2 runs on 7 base hits, and of course most of that was late in the game. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Each team had an error that was compounding a stolen base. 2-7-1 for the Missions. Rockhounds, no runs on just 2 base hits. And no errors, and 1 error rather, the set. And again, Hounds, remember, are second overall in AA baseball in runs scored per game, but not tonight. Missions with Victor Lizarraga, a brilliant 7-inning start. Really matching goose eggs with Gunnar Hoagland through the first 6, and then Lizarraga went 7. Missions scoring twice in the 8th inning. And that is the difference in the game. Lizarraga is the winner. He is 4-5 with a 3.78 ERA as the 20-year-old. Colin Palouse will take the loss. He falls to 2-2 with a 2.05 ERA. And Jason Blanchard picks up his first save of the season in 3 opportunities. Ball game was played in just 2 hours, 9 minutes, 3,403 watching on Thirsty Thursday. Missions, who broke a 5-game losing streak last night, obviously make it 2 victories in a row now. And the Missions in this second half are now 14-9, and the Rockhounds are 15-9. So, again, with Frisco well out in front of Tulsa, it looks like they will tie the Hounds and the Missions a half game back. And my goodness, early on in this second half race anyway, it is game on in the Texas League South Division. We'll give you a quick look at this. There wasn't a whole lot in the way of offense in this one. We'll recap it for you in a moment. Final score tonight from Momentum Bank Ballpark, San Antonio Missions 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges.
In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of this broadcast, we said that pitching looked like it might be front and center. Boy, pitching was absolutely front and center. Missions did get some base hits late in the game. They finished with two runs on seven hits. Rockhounds had only two hits in this ball game. And early on, again, a couple of double plays after Jason Rosario led the game off of the Rockhounds with a one first of the turned out would be two base hits. But he was thrown out on a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play. Shane McGuire walked with one out in the second. Hounds bounced into a double play. So that's five double plays the Hounds have bounced into, or the strike-him-out, throw-him-out as well, in the last couple of ball games. Gunnar Hoglund and Victor Lizarraga were just outstanding in this ballgame. Missions really didn't get much going against Gunnar until the sixth inning. Leadoff double by Zach Rex. Then a sacrifice bunt by the artist, Ripken Reyes. It's his 13th sacrifice bunt of the year. And again, I bet he's gotten some base hits by laying in trying to move a runner up, in other words. But 13 sacrifices, and I have a feeling he's probably got some bunt singles on those as well. But with a runner at third and one man down, a foul ball off the bat of Connor Hollis toward the tarp down the first base line, and Brennan Malone made the catch. Zach Rex trying to score from third base, and he had a good chance to do so, but Brennan Malone turned and made a terrific throw right on the money to Shane McGuire for a very unusual 3-2 double play, and it kept the game scoreless. 2-1 and one man down in the seventh for San Antonio, but Colin Palouse gets a pop out and a bounce out back to the mound. But in the eighth inning, leadoff walk to Juan Zabala will turn into the game's first run. Zabala with a base on balls, and then he will go from first to third on a double by Ripken Reyes down the left field line. Really good at bat by Reyes on a 3-2 count after fouling one away. He drops down the opposite field double down the left field side, so that put runners at second and third. Connor Hollis on a Pittsburgh chop over the head of the third baseman, Jordan Groshans, with the infield drawn in. That'll drive home what will be the game winner, and a sacrifice fly by Brandon Valenzuela, his 15th ribby against the Hounds this season. And that will provide a little bit of insurance. Hounds got a couple of base runners against Francis Pena, and that's not easy to do, but could not do anything with it in the eighth inning. And Jason Blanchard came on, got the final out of the eighth, and then a 1-2-3 ninth inning to close the door. So as mentioned earlier now, the Missions improved to 14-9. Rockhounds are 15-9, so just a half game separating the two clubs there. And Frisco was leading Tulsa last I saw 8-3. And that is now a 9-3 game in the top of the eighth inning. So almost assuredly, Frisco continuing to be just stupid good at home. 21 games over 500 at home. That is outrageous. Man, anyway, that's a good ball club, too. It really is. They lead Tulsa 9-3, so the Drillers apparently going to run into a third consecutive loss at Frisco, and that would tie the Rough Riders with the Rockhounds, and the Missions just one half game back. These teams play for game number four of this series tomorrow on Low Rider Bobblehead Night. Rocky, Rockhound, Low Rider Bobbleheads. First time those words have ever been used together, I have a feeling, in a phrase. It'll be Domingo Robles for the Rockhounds. Left-hander is 3-2 with a 3.91 ERA. And Austin Krobe will go for San Antonio. I lost my cheat note there for a moment. Austin also a left-hander, 3-6 with a 5.13 ERA. Man, they have got a tough act to follow on the mound in this one. Outstanding pitching, some good defense along the way as well. And the Missions win it by the final score of 2-0. Thank you so much for spending part of your Thursday evening with us here, Rockhounds Radio, Valley Live, and MILB TV. We'll look forward to greeting you tomorrow right about 6:50 for game number four of this series. Now for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Rocky Town with a Missions win it at a final score of 2-0. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.